Jewish women interviewing Mr. Milton Porter on January 21, 1976, side 3.
What this means is that the individual leader is going to be more the person that can understand the anatomy and method of directing the institution or organization in a participative fashion, and to find a way to guide that organization into the best kind of a relationship with similar institutions. It's a different kind of an atmosphere. It calls for and will, I'm sure, create different kinds of leaders. Certainly we will always have the individual that stands bigger than the institution for one reason or another, and those people will should be cherished and given every opportunity to perform. But the process is different. While the people inherently are not going to be different, they're going to respond to the different kinds of opportunities and the different limitations and restrictions, as well as the different kinds of demands as they develop themselves into their position of moving us. This is inadequate, because this is, I think, a significant kind of a thing, and this is something you could spend a long period of time on to understand and so forth. And some of the problems that we may find in institutions is that we're still finding and selecting and developing people by a mixture of old approaches and new approaches, which we always will have to do, because it's got to be the continuum and the transition. But I'm not sure that we adequately understand the process by which all this happens. If I've been contributed to anything I've been doing, it's interesting, because it was all accidental. So can we find a way to make the process more productive by making it a more considered approach? That's all. I don't know.